Well, hello, CEOs. Welcome back. If you know anything about CEO Amplify and what I believe in and how I try and work with my clients, it's all about helping CEOs leverage three things within their business: their time, their talent, and their tactics. And today I want to focus on helping you leverage your time. And we're going to do that through looking at six CEO habits that will drive success in your business. So the past few episodes, we've been talking about what a CEO is, the fact that it's not a chief everything officer, and what a CEO job description looks like. And I encourage you to spend some time making a job description for your role as CEO in your business. And now I want to take it a step further to look at six habits that you can implement in your business to help you leverage your time to grow and scale your business without working more. And I know some of you are already thinking, I don't know. I've tried this. I don't know how to act like a CEO of my business when I have a million and one things to do and I just keep putting out one fire after another. I rarely have a chance to even actually think about my business, let alone trying to grow or scale it. So today I want to take a step back and tell you about six habits, which really on their own are very, very simple, but when put together and used consistently are very powerful in helping you stay focused in your CEO zone. So let's talk about time. I believe time is the CEO's most valuable resource. But when we think about it, we all have the same amount of it, right? We all have 24 hours a day. What is it? 168 hours a week. I think it's 8,760 or something close to that hours a year. We can't change that. We all have the same amount of time. But what we don't understand is how to best leverage that time. Because I know most of you want to be a successful entrepreneur, but you also want to have time to enjoy your life outside of business. You don't want your business to take over your life, right? Most of us left our corporate or our 9-to-5 so that we could start a business for freedom and flexibility, not to be bogged down by work 24/7. So I want to start by focusing on how we can intentionally plan our time. And if you think about planning, I want you to imagine the scenario. Let's say that you wanted to do a TED Talk, and so you had applied and you got accepted. Great, your TED Talk is coming. Or you wanted to speak in a high-level mastermind. You made some connections and that's happening. Or possibly you have an exam that you have to write to better yourself in some course. I can almost guarantee that if you had any of those three things on your calendar, you would put time into planning to prepare for them. Correct? You wouldn't attend a TED Talk without preparing. You wouldn't write an exam without studying, and you wouldn't speak in someone's mastermind without preparing. So then the question comes down to, why would you run your business any differently? Why not spend 1 hour planning each week? That would change so much for so many of you. You know, there's a quote by Brian Tracy. He said that every minute you spend planning saves 10 minutes in execution. That's a 1,000% return, friends. A 1,000% return. Spend 1 minute planning, you save 10 minutes in execution. So let's multiply that. Let's spend 1 hour planning each week for our business. That will save us 10 hours in execution. That's 10 hours that we can spend doing something else in our business, with our family, doing something for our community, doing something for ourselves. 10 hours a week. So how do we do this planning? The planning comes in this form of these six CEO habits, which produce powerful results for you and your business on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly basis. So what are these habits, you ask? First up, I want to just go over the fact that remember, the business you have today is the direct result of what you did 3 to 6 months ago, right? So how you are marketing and how you did your sales, you're seeing that effect 3 to 6 months later. How you spent your time, how you delegated to your team, you're seeing the effect of that 3 to 6 months later. So if you institute these new habits in your business today and stay accountable to them, you'll see growth and have a different business in 3 to 6 months. So just keep that in mind as we're going through these habits today. So the first one is our type of tasks that we're doing. So again, where are you investing your time and energy? If we think about all the tasks that have to be done in our business, there's a lot of them, and we could write them all down and group them different ways. I've chosen to think about them this way, in two groups: maintenance mode and growth mode. Maintenance mode tasks are things that have to be done on the regular to keep your business chiming along. It's your inbox, it's your scheduling, it's your billing, your customer service, your bookkeeping, your website updates, formatting content, doing research, tracking. All those things are maintenance tasks that we need to do in our business, but they're not necessarily bringing in a return on investment. Things like graphic design, project management, website design, the podcast, newsletters, nurture marketing. All of those things are things we need to do consistently, but they don't have a direct result to our revenue. Growth tasks, on the other hand, are CEL level work. It's higher level work. Spending time planning your week. CEO power hour is what I call it. Your CEO development, your business strategy, having sales conversations, doing challenges and webinars that lead directly to something you're selling, networking, outreach, speaking and interviews, affiliates, JV partners, all those things are more CEO level work and are directly tied to our return on investment. So as a CEO, we need to make sure that we are focusing on those growth mode tasks. We're the only one in our business that can do those things. The maintenance mode tasks, we can delegate, we can streamline, we can systematize, but not the growth mode. The growth mode is where you need to be as CEO. So you can easily see, if you're in a situation where most of your week is being spent in the maintenance mode tasks, then this is where you're stuck. The growth of your business is stuck. And you need to be able to shift out of maintenance mode and into growth mode. So I have a question for you. How would your day look tomorrow if you knew you were being paid $1,000 an hour for CEO level work? Do you think you would approach your day any differently if you knew that you were being paid $1,000 an hour for CEO level work? I have to believe that you would approach your day differently. You would approach your week differently and your month. So remember, as CEO, you need to be focusing your time on the highest value growth-oriented activities. And yes, I know you're going to tell me, but Donna, those other things, what am I going to do with those? And you're right, those maintenance mode things still need to be done. But ask yourself, by who? Do you as CEO need to do all of these activities? Can you streamline them, appoint them to someone else, or possibly pause them? I encourage you to look at the data with each of those tasks and make an objective decision about whether you actually have to be doing them. I want you to imagine for a moment a pyramid where the lowest level, the biggest level of the pyramid, is admin and customer service related tasks. And our pyramid is made up of 4 levels. So our biggest foundation is admin and customer service. The next level up is our day-to-day, our operations. The 3rd level up, so we're getting skinnier as we're going up, is strategy and sales. And then our last level, the tiny piece at the top of the pyramid, is our captivate or our attract marketing and our 1-to-many sales. So this pyramid has the foundation, the biggest part is admin and customer service. The top, the skinny part, is our marketing, Captivate Marketing. Most business owners have their weeks looking something like this pyramid, where they're spending the majority of their time in the bottom part of the pyramid in those maintenance tasks. And this will inevitably keep our business right where it is. Because with this model, there's no room for growth. What I actually want you to do is invert that pyramid in your mind so that you're spending the majority of your time, that big section now is at the top. So you're spending most of the time on that Captivate Marketing and one-to-many sales. The bottom of our pyramid, the tiny tip, is admin and customer service, where we're spending the least amount of time. So as CEO, we're spending most of the time on those growth level tasks, but the top, then strategy, then operations, and then admin. When you up-level your productivity to spend more time on growth level tasks, do you know what follows? Your profitability. Interesting how it works. All right, so fine. Now I need to spend most of the time on my growth level tasks, but how am I going to keep track of all this when my team is in my Slack channel asking for this and my emails are buzzing, I've got so many, and my customer wants this and my DMs are going off? How do I keep track of it all? Well, there's a simple way to keep track of it, and this is the second CEO habit, which I call your CEO score. And it's a way for you to track how you're spending your time each week. Now, before you start getting upset and thinking, no, a time tracker, those are painful, I don't want to do that. This is not a minute-by-minute time tracker. This is where we're looking at the big picture of how we were spending our hours in our days during our week. It really brings transparency and honesty to where you, as a CEO, is investing your time and energy. And the score is really a simple strategy. It just helps you to clearly see if you're investing your time and energy in the most important things, i.e. the revenue-related or revenue-driving tasks in your business. So how do we come up with this score? Well, we take what our goal annual revenue is, whatever that is for the year, the goal that you set, and we divide it by the number of weeks that we want to work. So let's say in this example, our CEO wants to have a revenue goal of $100,000 in a year. And they want to work 50 weeks out of the year. So when we divide 100,000 by 50, we get 2,000 per week. That's the CEO score. Now we're going to track our time. Track what kind of tasks we did during the week. So we spent an hour on networking. We spent 30 minutes on admin tasks. We spent an hour on operations by setting up the lead magnet. Whatever it was we did, we want to block those times and calculate how we're spending them. So where do we get the dollar amount? The dollar amount is really the time and energy that you're putting into it. It's not how much money you're going to get for doing the task. It's not how much you're going to pay someone for doing the task. But you can think about those maintenance tasks that we talked about as $10 and $100 tasks. And you can think about the growth tasks as $1,000 and $10,000 tasks. So as CEO, if we want to reach a quote score of 2,000 per week, we have to make sure that we're blocking time off in our week to do those $1,000 and $10,000 tasks. Because as you can see, it's going to take a lot of $10 and $100 tasks to reach that $2,000 CEO score, right? Now, as our business grows and our revenue goal grows, we're going to have to adjust the amount of time we're spending on growth tasks. Let me give you an example. Let's say your revenue score now is, or your revenue goal is now $500,000 for the year, and you still want to work those 50 weeks. That means you're now going to need a CEO score of $10,000 per week. Not you're getting $10,000 per week, not you're paying $10,000 a week, but how your time and energy is spent as $10,000 a week. So now if you're going to have a CEO score of $10,000 a week, you can't be spending that week in the $10 and $100 tasks, because you'll be working round the clock and then some. You're going to have room for that $10,000 growth task in your week. So I know some of you are probably thinking, time tracking. I don't have time to be writing down something else. But let me tell you the secret. You're never going to find the time. You're going to have to make the time. And sometimes making that time to figure out something like this is going to have a huge effect in your outcome. I was recently reading a book by Stephen Covey and 7 Effective Habits, and he went into a story in that book about a lumberjack in the forest. So a man walks in the forest and he comes across a lumberjack, and the lumberjack is busy with his axe chopping at this wood, and he's trying to get the tree down. And he's working really hard, and he's huffing and he's puffing and he's sweating. And so the man says to him, hey there, can I just stop you for a minute? You look like you're working really hard. Yep, I can't stop. I have to keep chopping because this tree needs to come down. And he keeps going with his axe. And the man says to him, but wait a minute. Hold on for a second. If you just take a look, that axe that you have is dull. Like, it's not very sharp at all. So really, your effort is not the best it could be. Oh, but I can't stop. I have to keep going. But hold on, Mr. Lumberjack. If you took a minute and sharpened your axe, then when you go back to that tree, you're going to have a much more effective chop. No, I just cannot stop. And the lumberjack keeps going. Now, that's a simple example, and I know most of you are thinking, well, duh, you stop and you sharpen the axe. But guess what? Most of us are not doing that in our business, because when you're in the middle of it, when you're the lumberjack with the axe, all you can think about is chopping. It's harder to see the big picture. So I encourage you, even though you think you're not going to have time, make the time, because the insights you get from making the time are going to be phenomenal. All right, third CEO habit. This is one of my favorites, especially for those of you who feel like you just have so many tasks to do, you can't keep them straight, and you have no idea how to prioritize what to do next. So this I call the strategic to-do list, and it's using the Eisenhower matrix, which I'm sure you've heard about before, but basically there are 4 quadrants. So what I want you to do is take all those tasks that are in your brain and dump them out. Piece of paper, on your computer, whatever works for you. But just make a list of all the tasks that you can think of that have been in your brain for a while that you need to sort out. Don't try and prioritize them. Don't do anything special with them. Right now, all you're doing is taking the tasks and put them on paper. Once you have those tasks on paper, we're going to now put them in 1 of 4 quadrants. So each task is going to go into 1 of these 4 quadrants. And the 2 criteria we're going to use for the quadrants are important and urgent. Important relates to revenue. So important tasks generate revenue and move your business forward. Urgent tasks are things that need to get done within the next day or two. Otherwise, there will be some consequence that's not a good one, okay? So we want to start with putting the tasks where they need to go within those 4 quadrants: important and urgent, important and not urgent, not important and urgent, and not important and not urgent. So let's start with the tasks that are going to go in important and urgent. This is the day-to-day tasks, the things that need to happen in your business. These are the maintenance tasks. They need to happen, but not necessarily by you. When we move to the next quadrant, we're going to be looking at tasks that are not important and urgent. So these tasks need to get done on time, but they're not necessarily revenue generating. An example here might be paying your taxes. So these are the tasks that we're looking to systematize and to outsource, right? We could do our taxes on paper, but it's much faster and more efficient if we use a software tool to help us with that. The 3rd quadrant that we're going to look at is not important and not urgent. So tasks that fit in this category are things that we need to ask ourselves, do I need to keep doing these? What can we say no to? It's likely that you're going to have tasks on your list that fit in this category, not important and not urgent. And I really encourage you to spend some time thinking about, can I just stop doing this? Is this just busy work and extra things that I'm adding to myself that are not making a difference in my business? And the last category in these four quadrants from the Eisenhower Matrix is the most important one when it comes to growing our business. These are where the tasks go when they're important and not urgent. And this is where the gold is. This is where you as CEO want to be spending your time. These are the higher level growth tasks that we were talking about earlier. And these bring you the highest return on investment. So when you feel overwhelmed and when you feel you have just too many things on your list, I want you to do this brain dump and prioritize your tasks into this matrix. Because this, along with your CEO score, is going to help you plan your week so that you can ensure you have growth tasks getting done every week. All right, next CEO habit is the CEO Power Hour. If you've been listening to my podcast, you've heard me talk about this a couple of times, and I encourage you to just take a pause here and head over to the website ceoamplify.ca, and you can download a nice PDF which will give you some more information about what the CEO Power Hour is, how to run through it, how to include it in your week, and this will really help you get started in using the CEO Power Hour. So what is a CEO Power Hour? It's really a time when you can devote to yourself. It's a weekly date with yourself in your business. So if you think about CEOs of large companies, they do this. They meet with their leadership team. They meet with the board, right? They meet with this CMO. They meet with the CFO, and information is being shared. Strategies are being created. So we want to do the same thing within our business. It's just that we're going to be meeting with ourselves because we don't have a huge leadership team. But when done consistently in your business, this can easily save you 10 hours a week. Remember, 1 hour in planning can save you 10 hours in execution. So really what we want to do here is be proactive rather than reactive. We want to go through what's most important to our business and set our week up so that we are deciding how our priorities are going to go, not everyone else dictating how our week is going to go. So first off, you want to do a weekly check-in. You want to review your top metrics, your leading and your lagging. You want to figure out what your top three priorities are based on your 90-day plan, and make sure you have room in your calendar and those things are blocked off so you can get them done this week. You want to look at your marketing activities and your sales activities and ensure you have time for those every week. And you want to manage your calendar. Use your scheduling ninja to your benefit. And lastly, you want to spend some time looking at what you need for self-care and support. Again, I have a PDF to go over this with you. It's really helpful to see what can be accomplished in your CEO Power Hour and how to incorporate it into your week every week in your business. All right, the fifth CEO habit that I like to discuss is what I like to call scheduling ninja, or basically your calendar. And you can have this working for you or against you. Now, I know you've all heard the talk about work-life balance, and some of you probably believe that work-life balance is not actually something you can attain. I totally disagree. I think it is possible to attain a work-life balance, but we have to be intentional about it. And I heard this analogy during a speech by the former CEO of Coca-Cola. His name is Brian Dyson. And in this speech, he was saying, imagine life is really a juggling act of five balls. Those five balls are work, health, spirit, friends, and family. The work ball is made of rubber. If you drop it, it bounces back. But the other four balls in your life are made of glass. And if you drop these, they will be damaged, possibly to the point of shattering. And this was just a real eye-opener to me to see that we need to take care of these four other balls. So many of us are so focused on our work ball that we let the other four balls drop to the point of shattering. And I know this because I was there. I let my four balls drop. And fortunately, I was able to realize what was happening and pull myself out. But it can happen to all of us. So one way to make sure that we can keep control of these four balls is consistently and strategically get control of our calendar on a weekly basis. Run the week, prioritize the week for you, not focusing on everyone else's requests. So how do we do this? It's about being proactive, not reactive, friends. So I want you to block off time in your calendar that matters to you. If that's your personal time, block it off. If that's your family time, block it off. I want you to set office hours when your business is actually open and when it's closed. Keep your boundaries so that your work and your life don't constantly intertwine. I want you to use time blocking so that you avoid context switching. You can get in the flow and really do higher level work. I want you to group like tasks together, so your marketing and your sales, so that you're not dropping those balls every week. And I want you to make sure you have a buffer. A totally full calendar is not high productivity. It's actually a myth to think that we need every minute in our calendar scheduled out. I want you to make sure you're leaving white space and giving yourself flexibility when you need it. All right, the last CEO habit we're going to talk about today is review. CEO review. And this is the secret sauce to predictable profits. I know that you've heard this before, but consistent clients and consistent cash flow requires consistent implementation. And if you are consistently implementing, you have to be reviewing and taking a step back and looking at what did work and what didn't work. Again, your business today is the direct result of what you did 3 to 6 months ago. So you need to give a new strategy to come up with time after you implement it, but you also need to review those results. Don't just guess. Actually look at the data and know what's working and what's not. Be accountable for yourself. Were you actually being consistent with your strategies? Were you following through? And if you were, what worked and what didn't work? And where were the gaps? So really, it's a series of questions to ask yourself. Where and what happened to my revenue? What happened to my sales? And what happened to my time? You want to determine which marketing strategies are making the biggest impact in your business. You really want to know what's working and what's getting the results that you want. And then on the flip side, what isn't working and what's not getting the results that you are hoping for? And what can you let go of? Because friends, we don't need to do it all. So once you analyze those assistant insights, you'll be able to see how you can be more consistent in your business. You possibly might even find areas where you could set up systems to help you be more consistent, possibly delegating or automating something. There's a quote from James Clear that is one of my favorites. I have it posted on the wall. And he says this, "The myth is that there isn't enough time. There is plenty of time. There isn't enough focus with the time you have. You win by directing your attention toward better things." And I hope this quote resonates with you because it certainly does with me. When we are purposeful and intentional with our time, we can see transformation. We can see consistency and predictable profits in our business. So I hope this was helpful for you. 6 CEO habits that you can implement in your business today. Head over to ceoamplify.ca to download the CEO Power Hour playbook, and that will give you a run through of how to implement a CEO Power Hour in your business and what you'd need to do during that hour. Again, I'm all about taking action, so I would love to hear in our Facebook group which one of these CEO habits you're going to implement today. Take care, and I'll see you next week.